Hello, Facebook. Welcome to this Facebook Live, which is also a podcast that we're making here on the Wibbly Wobbly Web. But, you know, we think, how can we leverage our time most best? Which is terrible English. What's the best use of my time is leveraging my time is probably a better way to put it. We're doing this live in my office. So if you're listening to this on a podcast, if you're listening to this on Facebook, you should hear conversation in the background. And why not? Even that cough in the background that you heard there is because we want this to be as interactive and as different as possible, because most people do these in boring studios. I mean, we're still using quite a nice little microphone that those of you are watching can see on my shirt. And you know what? It's my birthday. And the one present I'd love you to do today for me is either donate to our charity, Party Man's Magic Makers, subscribe to us on YouTube, or subscribe to our podcast channel. Today's subject is going to be quite fascinating, and you'll find it after the intro. Because we haven't got a budget, I do my own jingles. Because I keep saying to Charles, please make me a little intro sting, and which he could do easily. Yeah, but you just can't be bothered, can you? So let's face the fact, you can't be bothered. And I would just like it to sound like it's on, you know, some chart-topping radio station with me as the DJ. So I'm going to intro my own thing now and do my own jingles, because you won't make me one.
Do you want to edit the podcast yourself?
No, I don't want to bloody edit. I wouldn't know where to start. It wouldn't get out till next year. Yeah. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the James Sinclair Podcast Audio Show. This is the big entrepreneurial audio show. It's the podcast experience. And today's subject is the key actions to take in the first 100 days of acquiring a distressed business. But let me put some caveats in. This is also the key actions to take when you buy a good business, a bad business, or any type of business. But mainly, I put this together for people that buy distressed businesses. It's something that we've done over the years many times, and we've got a sort of a list of key actions that we need to do when we take over, and I want to discuss them with you here on this podcast, because this could be game-changing stuff. And also, if you've got a trading business, you've got a business right now, I like to, especially with my coaching clients and all the people that come to my seminars, one of the big things that I always say about business training and us as business leaders, we need to do plenty of what I call R&R. What's R&R? Well, that's refresh and remind ourselves. You know, the whole diet industry, I like to use this as a good analogy. The whole diet industry is a refresh and remind industry. People know what Weight Watchers and Slimming World and all these diets really are going to tell you. They're going to say, eat less fatty stuff, do some more exercise, and you lose weight. We don't need to pay for it, but we need to be reminded as human beings, because we're habitual. And so these things that I've listed down will be, I think, quite powerful stuff for you to go and look for in your business, even if you're, you know, firing on all cylinders, Chuds, firing on all cylinders. I'm liking my mint green jacket that I'm wearing today. Those that you're listening, I'm wearing a nice mint green jacket for my birthday. It's my birthday, 14th of June 1985, 34 years young today. And I'm going to try and give you 34 action points to improve in your business. This could be a long podcast. We could be here till I'm 35, but we'll give it a go. We'll give it a go. Okay, so when we take over a business, start the 30-day consultation process with the staff if more than 20 team members are involved. Hire an HR consultant to make sure you do the right thing. Hey, here's the thing I want to just go over with business owners. You know, make sure, guys, that you get some good HR advice. And when you take over a staff, before you get emotionally, when you take over a business, before you get emotionally involved, look at the business from a P&L basis on your team members, and make sure that you start the consultation process as soon as you get involved, because, you know, the biggest cost on most businesses walks on two legs. So we're talking about acquiring a distressed business. This may not be the one that you would want to do on your normal trading business. Get on top of the cash flow by taking over the bank account. Oh my God, let me I need some water here. Get on top of the cash flow by taking control of the bank accounts. No one gets paid at this stage. Produce a cash flow call forecast for the first 100 days. So let me just give you some context to this. I wrote an article because we bought 10 failing businesses. We've rebranded them and got them into our mix of our business. And And I think I didn't really, at the top of the podcast, give the context to why I think this is so powerful. Buying distressed businesses sometimes is the fastest way to get market share for a lot less cash. It's something I've been doing time and time again, and it's a fantastic thing to do. But you've got to be on it, and you've got to get into the detail as soon as possible, because this is a distressed business. There is going to be things that you need to sort out. So let's just quickly go over it. Start the 30-day consultation process if there's too many staff. We've gone in when we've taken over businesses and we got rid of 25 staff more or less straight away just so the business could survive. Sometimes you have to let a few people go to let the many stay on and stay in employment. Get on top of the cash flow by taking control of the bank account. No one gets paid at this stage. Produce a cash flow forecast for the first 100 days. look to reduce the salary revenue ratio to industry norms. So, you know, we're looking, you know, every industry has a labour to turnover ratio. So for childcare, it's 50%, retail 13%, leisure 25%. Whatever it is for your industry, find out what the industry norms are and get your labour in line with that ASAP. That's the sole responsibility. And if you're a trading existing business, it's one of the what I call my top three KPI rules. Produce a monthly profit and loss. Track your average customer value. Number three, track your labour to turnover ratio and make sure it stays on consistent to what you've decided you want it to be. Put all the bad news out under the old name brand before you relaunch as the new brand. This also gives a lift to the remaining team. We've done this many times. So we've taken over a leisure business and we've rebranded it as Party Mount, our leisure brand for indoor play centres. We make sure that we do all the bad news under the old brand. It's a really smart thing to do. Next thing, negotiate business rates down. I mean, we should be always looking to negotiate these nasty, disgusting tax on turnover business rates. You never stop doing that. You always refresh and remind and go over it again. Use an energy broker to get better utility deals. This is so important. I mean, you know, utilities for us are a constant one way up rise. And as soon as you've got them negotiated, go back and get them negotiated down again. We found energy brokers can be fantastic at getting them down. But on the other side, we've actually beaten energy brokers before as well. Look for how you can add a new revenue stream. E.g., for us, we've added nursery businesses to our leisure business. Look to increase the revenue streams in the business as long as they fold into existing empire. So, I don't know, maybe you buy a hotel, maybe you've got to put some meeting rooms on the side, maybe you've got to do functions, maybe you're going to do outside catering, leveraging the stuff that you've got within the existing business. Here's the next thing. Share the plan with the team whether the news is good or bad. This is really important and this needs to happen continuously. It's making sure we share the vision with the businesses that we have so that we can get our troops to follow the grand plan. Most business owners do this when they start and then forget to continually do it. Be careful who you believe. Employees can lie. Safest to assume they're all lying, so ask them to help you out as they know more about the business. This is really important when we've taken over businesses. Just assume everyone's lying and build up trust over a period of time when you're taking over distressed businesses. And look out for the people that are always slagging someone off when you take over an organisation. Look for the people that are really positive, that want to get the business to where they want to get over. Get the landlord on side as soon as they lock you out of the premises. Try to negotiate a rent-free holiday. Every time we've taken over businesses and the landlord's been done over, we want to get that landlord on side and we always want to renegotiate a rent-free period. This is really important so that we have time to breathe and we can reinvest in the business. Speak to clients carefully about any change. Cancel contracts or anything like water coolers in writing by registered mail. Make sure that you do everything by registered mail and email, and make sure that you've got a trail that you've sent in cancellations of any contracts. Get a debenture over the company's assets in your own name so you can get first choice of insolvency practitioner if it comes to that. So this is talking about buying distressed businesses. Make sure that you're protecting your legal entities. Make sure you've got all the good stuff in one company and the trading in another company. So all of the assets in one company, so that this is like maybe leases, equipment, all of that good stuff there and the trading in another company. Make sure that you put protections in place. read the small print of lease contracts. This is really important because these lease contracts, especially, I'll give you a couple of examples of that. We've done loads of lease finance, millions of pounds worth of lease finance over my careers. When leases come to the end, make sure that you notify 90 days via registered mail that you want to exit out of the lease. The disastrous thing about this, if you don't tell them, they'll just charge you more and more months of rental and sometimes put you into another long contract. So make sure you're really on the small print of that stuff. Change passwords on computer bank accounts, especially when firing employees or removing employees from the business. Use seed emails to see whether someone has stolen your database. This is crucial. Make sure that you really protect the database of the business and follow up with some good research on that. Let staff go immediately unless their technical skills are essential. And make sure we disable their email ASAP. And this has also hit us hard. Check in whose names the domains are registered, maybe in an employee's personal name. Get a domain registering account and register them in your own name. Oh my God. Let me tell you this little story. When we took over Marsh Farm, we bought Marsh Farm from Essex County Council. The domain name marshfarm.co.uk was owned by a personal member of staff. It was not owned by Essex County Council. Essex County Council had to get solicitors involved and they had to buy the domain name off of the member of staff. And she was demanding thousands and thousands of pounds. They put their full legal might behind it and they managed to get it. So this happens, guys, even to the big boys. So don't think it doesn't happen. Now, I also know people that have got lovely trading businesses, profitable businesses, and they've got domain names, but members of staff have bought them, then expensed them on their car because, you know, it was easier to do. And technically they're the owners of that. Really dangerous. Make sure you're on that, guys. Make sure you check that out. Look for assets you can sell quickly for cash flow. We've done this many times, especially when you're buying brick and mortar type businesses. Have a letter ready on day one to hand to the bank in person, cancelling all DDs, cards, checks, and make yourself the only signatory. Freeze the online banking. Change the locks on the building on day one. Very, very important. Redirect the mail to your other main offices so you can see everything that comes in. Crucial. Change the registered office address to the address where you can get all the details as well. Don't have it at your accountant's or the site address or where you're buying a business. You want to have full clarity over everything that's happening in the business. Next thing, when you're buying a business, whether it's a distressed business or a good business, make sure you take meter readings of all utilities. Hey, you know, we're a company that, well, just one of our sites is paying about £6,000 a month in utilities, right up to £15,000 a month in utilities. If you let that go for 3 months, that could be £50,000. So the second you take over a building, make sure you take meter readings of all utilities. You know, and this is talking about buying distressed businesses. Be polite with bailiffs if they get involved. Don't get the ump with them. Get them on side because, you know, people, you know, this is, you know, I'm sure there's going to be many entrepreneurs buying distressed businesses over the next few years, especially on the high street restaurants. This is happening. It's a great opportunity for the right people. And hopefully this podcast has given you some key information of some great stuff that you can go and do. And maybe some of this stuff, like especially the main thing, the main name thing, you need to go and check in your business and make sure all those things are in the right names. Never stop negotiating business rates down. Never stop negotiating utility rates down. And as soon as you've got them down, continue to try and get it down even more. Keeping the cash flowing keeps the business going, and if you can save any cash flow savings, then great. Really, what you need to do is over time, as you build, I mean, I can't stress enough to people how important it is to have great bookkeepers and a great FD, you know, a real good bean counter within the business, you know. I just think, you know, whatever it costs saves you so much money in the long run to have these really good detailed people around the business. I'm just going to say thank you very much to all of you guys listening on the podcast. Make sure you subscribe. Give us a little, you know, this has been quite a heavy podcast, a very important, a very essential one. Make sure you hit subscribe. Leave us a review if you think it's good. If you've got any friends or family that might benefit from these business and entrepreneurial lessons, please do share the podcast. Thanks very much for listening. I'll see you real soon.